good things we are going to tell them in our upcoming presentation. And that is what professionals do. They create trust, belief, influence, and rapport before they start their presentation. What happens if you don't create this rapport before you start? The ideas and messages inside of your head never get past your prospect's sales alarm, too good to be true filter, negative past experiences, distrust of strangers, dysfunctional programs, what's the catch filter, and skepticism. So no matter how awesome your offer, no matter how sincere you are, your prospects won't buy until you can create that rapport so that your prospects will hear and believe the good things you say. When you don't create rapport first, you'll hear your prospects say things such as, "Oh, I don't have any money. I have to talk it over with someone else. I need to think it over. I can't see myself doing this. I don't have time." All of these statements simply tell us that they didn't believe what we told them. We didn't create rapport. Objections? Think of all your objections coming from lack of rapport. If your prospect was in total rapport with you, then you would both be walking hand in hand toward the same vision. Don't learn how to handle objections. Instead, learn how to create rapport so objections never happen. So the first and most important step in communication is to build that rapport instantly.